First of all, Ciara Lacy, Ulster GAA Riders Player of the Year. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks very much. Now, it's a nice one to get there. You know, just going through your programme there and looking at the past winners, you know, and you see like Sasha McConville, Stephen McDonald, Sean Kavanagh, Thomas Freeman, these boys, like, you know, so it's great to have my name on the list there now, and it's very much appreciated.
And as well as the collective this year, it's been a great year for you personally, and another personal accolade to add to the mantelpiece.
Yeah, they've been coming thick and fast now the last couple of weeks, you know, and it's great to get, like, and it's great to get the recognition, you know, for the work you do throughout the year. But, you know, as anyone would tell you, on the Donegal team, you know, we're a team, and, you know, it's team awards as you want, and, you know, thankfully we've got two this year in the National League and Ulster, but, you know, I suppose the main objective is Sam Maguire, and, you know, that's my main aim, to win that, and, you know, I suppose me pushing so hard to win the Sam Maguire gets me these other awards, like, you know, so, but, you know, I've a few years left in my career, and hopefully I'll get there.
And come here, we're 3 months now after the season 2011 ended for Donegal. You have a time now to reflect, time for it to sink in. Looking back now, what does it mean, what you achieved this year?
Yeah, I suppose it seems so long now, like, you know, I'm getting my head ready now for 2012, like, but yeah, it's, you know, it's been a fantastic year. You know, you see it in nights like this here, you know, how good it actually has been, like, and, you know, we had a new manager come in with us this year, and we didn't know what way it was going to go, and we knew it was going to take time, and I suppose things went fast for us this year. We got up to Division 1, we won Division 2 and got promotion and went into an Ulster Championship, and the aim was to win our first championship match, like, and we did that, and as Jim said earlier, you know, we just kept going from there, and we ended up in an All-Ireland semi-final, like, you know, and to look back now, I suppose we kind of overachieving what we set out to do.
Yeah, it's probably a mark of how far Donegal have come from since last year, that we're here 3 months on after reaching an All-Ireland semi-final, and I can tell by your expression there's still an inkling of what could have been there.
Ah, definitely, like, you know, it's, you know, you still look back at that Dublin game, and, you know, there's a kick of a ball in it. I still believe that, you know, Colin McFadden maybe took another step or two in, you know, he could have put that in the back of the net, and that would have left us 5 points up, you know, with 20 minutes to go, but that's football, that's, you know, that's how close they can get, like, and Dublin went on to win All-Ireland then, and, you know, it's all we can do from here is look back and take the positives out of this year and, you know, build on it for next year. And I said, like, there's always room for improvement, and, you know, I'm sure Jim will take us together in January time, and he'll have his plans, and, you know, we'll set up under him again, and whatever he says for us to do, you know, we believe in him, and we believe in whatever system he plays, and whatever system he wants us to play next year, every man's going to abide to it and play.
And the Ulster Council last night, Karen, making the draw for the McKenna Cup. So your entire year now in 2012 has been planned as such. Not long now until 2012 kicks in for you.
No, it's you know, it's only around the corner. It's a couple of weeks now to Christmas, and I suppose the gym work has started already. Boys are doing a wee bit themselves in the gym, and, you know, once the McKenna Cup starts, that's it. You're into the season. You know, the year flies, like, you know, it's game after game, and I suppose when you keep winning, you know, you keep playing, get matches, and that'll be the aim, get into the National League, and, you know, we've a couple of heavy games in the National League, and, you know, we hopefully pick up points early, and, you know, as I say, we just want to keep playing games, and, you know, there's a chance there to get into a division, league final, you know, and, you know, it'll be a great preparation then going into the championship next year.
It's going to be hard to replicate what you achieved in 2011, but under Jim McGuinness and Rory Gallagher, you have the setup there to improve, and as players you all want to improve, so I suppose that's one big asset you have.
Yeah, it's going to be hard, like, but, you know, the boys have got a taste for success now, and, you know, they know what it feels like to win, and, you know, the buzz around the county leading up to the semi-final, like, was just something special, and boys still have that in their memories, and, you know, that's going to drive players on this year to get to that level again next year, maybe hopefully that's one step further and get to an All-Ireland final.